All right, so let's move on to item 8, shift gears. So this is consideration and taking possible actions to authorize our CEO to execute agreements with Alisher and Winder for labor and employment law and labor negotiation services. So I'll turn this over to Gail and Karen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good afternoon. This item has to do with the fact that our current labor and employment law firm, Wiley, Price, and Radulovich, they provide to us the services of labor and employment law, but also a chief labor negotiator. They are merging into another firm. They're merging into the firm of Alisher and Winder. And they are keeping their offices, keeping all of the attorneys. They'll continue to work on our cases at the same agreed upon billing rate. And so it is needed at this point to update the contractual agreements to reflect the merger. And our recommendation is for the board to authorize the CEO to execute the agreements with Alisher and Winder for both labor and employment law and labor negotiation services.
Karen, will you say we'll be keeping the same attorneys and whatnot? Is this is Mr. Wiley stepping back, or will he continue to be our chief negotiator?
No, Mr. Wiley is staying on and will continue to be the chief negotiator for the board.
Thank you.
I had the same question as Jerry. Just given Joe's apparent age, this looked like basically a pre-retirement move on his part. We're not getting any sign of that. And maybe the second question is there a successor to Joe that we have identified now in the larger group when that time comes?
Yes, that is a fair thought and assumption. Yes, the firm has multiple attorneys who specialize in that particular area in labor negotiations and in being a chief labor negotiator.
Well, but following up on that, I mean, there isn't a current succession plan in place. Let's put it that way. In terms of Joe, Joe's practicing. Hasn't announced any intention to retire, right? So
that's correct.
So for the time being, it's Joe. Nothing's going to change. Everything's going to be beautiful. So it's, at some point, though, I guess to John's, the point he's making, there may be a need to identify if Joe gives a signal, right, of what the succession plan looks like.
I would give a fair amount of credit to Karen's earlier comment that there are a number of attorneys that are in the field, practicing in that field, in this firm, and they have a place to go. I mean, one of the challenges with a small firm, of course, is that it's not uncommon that if you lose a leader, you just don't have anybody, and it sounds like they do have options.
They do. You know, the firm is Orange County based. I know this firm from my other life. I have a number of professional dealings with them, so I know the firm. They are Southern California based. So this is them taking a greater presence in the Bay Area market. They do have a Sacramento office, but I mean, you know, it's an important growth element to them, I'm sure. Well, you know what? It's all speculation, but you know, it sounds like there are more good people out there, and when that time comes, we'll have choices.
I'll move the item.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to authorize the CEO to execute necessary agreements with Alisher and Winder. Any further discussion on this one? Hearing none, I will call the roll. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
There you are. Finley.
Aye.
Gordon, aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll? Louis, aye. You good? Oh, aye. There you go. I'm sorry. McDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
And Watts?
Aye.
Excellent. The motion carries 9-0.